Alrighty, let's see what time it is. All right, good afternoon, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalker meeting on the 12th floor of the Capitol Day. It's September 11th, 2013. Approximately 2:30, we're meeting for a informal today on case number PU07759, dealing with NSP's Fargo-St. Cloud, Minnesota 345 CapEx line. There was some, we'll get into the case, I guess, in a little bit, but I don't have any opening comments other than thank everyone for coming out. Commissioner Christman or Fedorchuk has any comments, I'd be happy to hear them.
I have no opening comments.
I don't have opening comments either.
Okay. All right, so maybe what we could do before we start is just go around the table and start with Jerry, identify yourself, then we'll be turned over to the company, and then we'll go from there.
Jerry Lynn with Commission staff.
Mitch Armstrong, Special Assistant Attorney General on behalf of the Commission.
Lisa Agramonte from Briggs & Morgan on behalf of the applicant, Northern States Power Company.
Okay. All right, and we have no one else here today. Fair enough. I guess what I can do is just set the stage a little bit, and then I'll probably turn it over to you, Lisa, if that's all right.
Certainly.
Basically, the Commission has cited this line a while back. The company requested some structure modifications that were outside the corridor. The Commission at that time really felt they wanted to give the public another opportunity to address just those specific changes to the line. So we put the announcement out there. Mitch, to my knowledge, we haven't heard anything back from anyone.
No, there's not been a request for a hearing.
Okay, so then today Jerry's got a memo. We'll get to that. But for now, I think basically that's, everything seems to be in order, and I'd be happy to hear your thoughts.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, we've been working with staff about these changes as they've evolved. Four of them are specifically landowner requests, ranging from reducing agricultural impacts to accommodating property line divisions based on transfer of property after the route permit was issued. And one of those is a slight adjustment to create some additional distance from the Maple River. I believe that the staff's briefing papers do a nice job of summarizing the changes. They are what we consider to be minor changes to the route, but they do require adjustments to both the route and the corridor, and we're here to answer any questions you may have about them. Also ask for a waiver of procedures.
Sure. I read through all the information, and I think the only question I had was just procedurally, I mean, it appeared everything to be on people's same property, if you will. We're actually reducing some poles. Have you heard any resistance back from this from anyone?
No, Chair.
Okay. All right. That was the only questions that I had. Commissioner Christmas?
You know, since it seems to be going rather quickly here.
That's okay.
Something I talked about a lot last year was an experience from, you know, 30 years ago when a power line came across my family's property and then the whole neighborhood as well. And at that time, of course, no one wanted it, but someone had to have it. Or if it was going to go in, someone had to have it. There were a few minor adjustments, I think similar to these, made. And quite a bit of satisfaction from the landowners that, you know, people had listened. And while you didn't want the towers, at least they worked on trying to make the impact as small as possible. Always appreciated that. And I feel good about the fact when we're able to do that kind of thing now. So in this case, I appreciate the company working with the landowners and following this process so we make sure there's not some other impact that is a negative along with a positive. But to the extent we're able to make positive changes, I just think it's a great thing.
Thank you, Commissioner.
All right, Commissioner Fedorchuk.
I agree. I appreciate the company's willingness to address the landowner concerns and their requests. My only question for today, and it's not really relevant to this, but more of a process question, is you applied in July 1st and July 24th. I want to make sure that our processes facilitate the company meeting the landowner requests, and I don't want us to be creating processes that take up time that would urge you guys in the future to say, sorry, landowner, we can't do that. We don't have 6 to 8 weeks to wait for the commission to move on this. So I guess either now or after the fact, probably now, I'd like if you could add some perspective to that and whether this process works, if this slowed you down, if this was fine, you know, how could you comment on that?
I think you raise a good question, Commissioner. The applicant in this case, Northern States Power Company, is a company I work with quite a bit, and they always do try to make adjustments as long as they can, make those adjustments in a timely fashion to accommodate landowner concerns. I think in this case, there was an initial question about the notice for hearing and what might exactly be required. I think whatever the process is, if we can work with staff and just be a little bit more specific with some certainty, I think that would help. And certainly I know that there were some pipeline route rule changes that seemed to streamline the process, at least with respect to pipelines. That could certainly be something that could be considered as well. I didn't come here today with any specific proposal, mm-hmm. but I do appreciate the issue, and I do think it deserves some attention to streamline that process for some predictability and timing.
And is this, in these cases, I think all of them were adjusted by, all but one adjusted by, requested by the landowner and remained on the landowner's land. Is that, am I reading that correctly?
Commissioner, I have on the line also with me Tom Hillstrom, who is the routing lead for the project. And I would defer to him on the specifics of whether there was other landowners. I don't believe there is, but I would want to make sure that I was accurate in that response. Mr. Hillstrom?
Yes. Hi, Lisa. Good afternoon, Commissioner. I agree with Lisa. There are no new landowners brought into the picture. I guess I'm reviewing the maps right now, and I'm noting that on Route Change 5, there is a corner there where we installed a new structure on the corner of the property. The easement does overlap onto a new property owner, Richard Dane. But like Lisa said, there was no objection to any of the landowners but for these changes.
Okay. Excellent. Well, I know we wanted, you know, I wasn't involved in the original siting of this, so I appreciated having the time to look at these and making sure we were doing it right and not shortchanging any processes, but moving forward, speaking as one of three commissioners, I want to be doing what we can to facilitate landowner requests and not slowing the process down unless there's another landowner or other issues that require us to do that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the Commissioner Fedorchuk brings up very good points. Put a little more thoughts around that. The Commission staff just issued approval on a whole bunch more minor changes for this power line just the other day, and those were all contained within the corridor. So I think one thing the company's going forward, you shrink these corridors down, you really extend your time frame if you want to make changes to it. If the changes are within the corridor, it's really easy for staff to do what they're supposed to do. The commissions, because we've already investigated that, when they go outside the corridor, this is something that I think it deserves talking for us about. But that, to me, is always the trigger. If you're going outside the corridor, you almost have to go through this. And so making a wider corridor helps you in other areas. It may hurt you somewhere else.
Commissioner, you raise a very good point. I do think there's always a tension between how wide the corridor is in terms of how many landowners you get involved in the process, yep. and allowing enough flexibility on the back end. It's a very, very good point.
Well, in this one, I've been critical of companies before where, you know, why do we have all these landowner changes at the end? Because if you did a good job up front with the company and the landowners, you shouldn't have all these changes. But I think what ends up happening is landowners, they don't finally realize the power line is actually coming till it's finally approved. And then they look at it a little bit closer and they say, well, okay, if it's coming now, we'd like to have this. So I certainly understand the give and take.
Yeah, there is a definite difference in analysis from the landowner because those who are concerned about it may at first focus their efforts on trying to not have it happen. And then once it does, there's a different analysis that takes place to minimize the ultimate impacts. That also certainly occurs.
Okay. All right, any other questions for the company? All right, Mr. Leon, you had a staff memo. Did you want to summarize that or not? Why don't you give a quick summary, Jerry?
Yeah, I guess the quick summary is that staff recommends approval of these changes.
Perfect, Jerry.
They're all really minor changes. One of them is a move that's a little bigger and goes down a center section, but that was accommodating a landowner's changes he did with something in the property. I think he might have even testified at the hearing. I'm not sure, but I think they've done their field studies, and SHPO's okay with it, and the commission should approve the changes.
Okay, I don't have any questions for Mr. Leon. Andy?
Would an approval be a clean approval at this point, or would it have to still be pending? You mentioned SHPO is okay. Is there? Would any change have to be SHPO pending
did,
something else?
SHPO did concur. I can't think of anything out there that's pending on it. Ask the company if they got anything, but I don't think so.
Hmm. Now my light's on. No, as part of the application process here, we did work hard to make sure that it was all a clean package, including the approval from Pleasant Township, which, as you may recall, Commissioner Calk, there were some pretty big concerns in that area, and that has all been approved pending the commission's approval.
Okay.
The procedure here would basically be for a proposed order adopting amendments to the previous findings and conclusions specifically related to these changes, and the company would prepare a proposed order which would be reviewed by staff and then probably proposed to the commission on the next available meeting date that it could get on.
Sure. The mixing gears a little bit here, but those minor modifications that staff issued approval, we haven't voted on those yet, have we?
You acknowledged the staff approval today.
Okay.
On a consent agenda.
Perfect. So would let's get through the first thing. Anything else?
I have no other questions.
Don't want to cut anybody short. All right. Okay, so now we're back to where we were a second ago. So is there any reason the company would like us to vote on this before September 25th? I think because we just had a meeting today, we certainly could figure something out if this is holding up something.
Again, I'll defer to Mr. Hilstrom, but I don't believe that there's any problem with the 26th date. I think that was what was contemplated pending no request for a formal hearing. Mr. Hilstrom, is that correct?
That's correct. It's built into our schedule not to work on any of these parcels until the 25th. That said, though, our crews are planning to move into North Dakota next week, and there may be, you know, on the off chance that things go very well with construction, they may have to jump over the easterlymost site. So if it's all the same, an earlier approval might be a little bit more convenient for our crews, but it's certainly not necessary.
Well, I'll put that back to the company, and the company needed to submit its draft order in, and the sooner you get the stuff in, if you decide you want something, we'll work through staff, because there's some opportunity for us to have a special meeting next week, and we'll always try to, like Julie said, do things if we need to.
If it's pretty straightforward, which it seems like it would be, we could even maybe notice it for in advance of one of right at the beginning of one of our other
absolutely
hearings that we're having many of in the next
absolutely
2 weeks.
Okay, so how would we tie that up then, Mitch?
I can just work with the company.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, just it would be closing the informal hearing and awaiting the company's proposed findings, and then putting them on the agenda for whenever it will be addressed.
Well, and Jerry, as soon as you get everything put together with the draft order, then we'll schedule it.
Sure.
That's easy. So we'll just proceed that we'll get it done before then. If there's any, we don't want to hold things up. Okay. All right. I don't have any other questions. Anything else, Mitch? Did we forget anything at all?
No.
Okay. Julie?
Nope.
Andy?
Nothing further.
Okay, and thank you to the company for this. I mean, this case is viewed with a little tighter lens, I think, than some of the others because of the appeal that went through. So just thank everyone. We'll button this up and appreciate your time. We'll close the work session on case number PU 07759. Thank you.